I'm Brian Powers, and this is an American Esoterica Hot Nugget of History. Just a few hours before the start of the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Chicago, workers begin the task of dumping an orange powder into the Chicago River, dyeing it green for the festivities. It stays that way for about a week, and it has been a tradition since it was first done in 1962 at the behest of Mayor Richard Daley. But the origin of the green dye in the water is not nearly as festive. The Chicago River used to be highly polluted. Upton Sinclair wrote about its nastiness in his novel, The Jungle, and much of the pollution came from sewage finding its way into the river. When Mayor Daley took office in 1955, his goal was to redevelop the riverfront, and so city workers were tasked with figuring out how to find the sources of sewage entering the river. How did they track and trace this sewage, you might ask? They used green dye. After a few years of this, the business manager for the Chicago Plumbers Union, Stephen Bailey, noticed this stunningly green dye on a plumber's overalls. Bailey just happened to also be the chairman for the city's St. Patrick's Day Parade. He made a quick suggestion of another use for the dye to Mayor Daley, and the next year, 1962, Daley had workers pour 100 pounds of the dye into the river, kicking off a tradition that continues today. And while the water is cleaner, there's still the occasional sewage finding its way into the river. Don't worry, though. That's only when the Dave Matthews Band is in town. This has been an American Esoterica Hot Nugget of History. All sounds were made by me, Brian Powers. You can reach the show at yaleandamericanesoterica.com, and more information on this show and its episodes can be found at americanesoterica.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.